Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Tonight, we have dueling boards. We have connected boards now. So cool.
Throws me off almost, though. It's like, who's in control?
What's happening? What's happening, Richard? Making music?
You know how to change the settings on this one remotely, but I don't think I know how to change yours either, though. So you can mess with things on my end, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Don't tell anyone. I can remotely control your board.
Yeah. No, because then you will absolutely have to be two places at once, Brian. And like we said earlier this week, that is impossible.
It's my goal to become the three-eyed raven. So that I don't have to drive everywhere. I can just think myself places and time and be there.
Yes. And folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got a
as far as you know
number of quotes that we're diving into from yesterday's legislative session. And they're back at the Capitol today, continuing working on a lot of different proposals that, you know, part of this silly session, Brian. But I think this next quote is a perfect segue into the story that we want to get into as well this segment. So, quote, Brian, this is an example of why people hate politics. Can you guess which state lawmaker? Now we're moving on from the state Senate. We're going into the state assembly. So I'll let you know this person is a state representative.
It sounds like a Robin Voss thing.
Oh, no, it's pretty much in reference to Robin Voss. This state representative is saying the story that we're about to dive into is quote, an example of why people hate politics.
Yes. Tell me. I'm
that
I'm
is state by. Representative Evan Goyke.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yes. So Evan Goyke said, this is an example of why people hate politics. And the story that we're going to dive into is the closure, or I guess delayed, once again, closure of Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls up in northern Wisconsin, Brian.
Now, by the way, this has been unanimously agreed upon.
Yes.
Like 3 years ago.
This has been a closure that the state of lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin have been talking about for years.
It was signed by freaking Scott Walker.
Yes. It was unanimously voted upon to close those two schools in northern Wisconsin. But in order to do so, we need a new juvenile facility here in the state of Wisconsin because you cannot close the facilities without having an alternative facility.
What are you going to do? Pull a Reagan and just throw everyone on the streets? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we've been waiting for this alternative facility to have legislation created to create it. And that's what we've been waiting on now. And so even Voss, like unanimous, I'm saying every single state lawmaker agreed to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake 4 years ago, 2018. Since then, the Republican-led legislature has not done anything to actually advance on that vote to close them. So they said, yes, we're going to close them, but have done none of the actual follow-up legislative work that is required to be able to actually move forward with that vote they took 4 years ago.
I got a couple quotes here for you. This one is from Robin Voss.
All right.
Here's a quote. It's very challenging for us to say we're going to pass a bill with a bunch of money without a site to have it actually go to, without the due diligence that happens and has to happen from the Evers administration. But not surprising to anybody that's watching, they've dropped the ball, so we have to wait and see what happens, says Robin Voss. And then a quote going back from Evers spokesperson Britt Cutabeck, it is the height of hypocrisy for Republicans to blame anyone but themselves for failing to close Lincoln Hills after repeatedly rejecting Governor Evers and our administration's efforts to do so. And that includes Speaker Voss, who is now once again single-handedly obstructing bipartisan legislation on this very issue. Just so you know, Evers included in his two budget proposals plans to create replacement sites for Lincoln Hills, but each was rejected by legislative Republicans. And when he passed it, when they decided to go and pass their next bill, they did not include it anymore. So their priorities are not to be bipartisan. They are not even starting to work on things that everybody can agree with. This could be a home run for everyone. And by the way, a third quote, finally, this is from Mary Felskowski. Republican state senator from Irma. Every day that we delay action is a day my constituents are risking their lives. Do the right thing. And this is because of safety issues, not only for the prisoners at the sites, but also for the people that work there who are short-staffed and underpaid. And why is that? Because Scott Walker hates state employees so much that he has to make any state employee suffer for doing so. That's why.
Yes. So this was, and I think it's important to highlight the comments that we were talking about. The state Senate passed this bipartisan bill. This received bipartisan
years
support.
Years ago.
But yesterday, this proposal to create a $42 million fund to go towards establishing a new location in the Milwaukee area for an alternative facility so that Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills could be closed. That passed the state Senate yesterday. And simultaneously, as like State Senator Tyler August said, you need to focus on these bipartisan efforts. And we are. And this bipartisan effort, Brian, is being torpedoed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, because he is the one saying now that this isn't going to go forward, and then somehow blame, like, there is a bipartisan bill to move this football. This is a political football that has been punted back and forth, and mostly by Republicans, because again, they were in charge.
They control both of them.
Right, they were in charge when Governor Scott Walker was in the governor mansion, and they had both chambers then. They could have done this throughout the Walker administration, and they didn't. And since Evers has been governor, they have not moved this forward either.
Well, they can't let him have a win. They can't let him have anything that he's done. He'd be able to run on that. Maybe we'll worry about it later when he's, you know, we'll see what happens with the governorship. But that way we can kick the can down the road and not actually do anything once again. We have more important things to complain about, like elections and a whole bunch of BS that's just going to get vetoed anyway by Evers. And then we're going to complain about Evers again because we're not going to do anything. But we're Republicans, we're in charge, but then we can't do anything because we're in charge.
Yes.
What a bunch of a-holes.
Yes. That's a pretty great way to sum it up, Brian.
Folks, I got more Voss a-holeness later.
I was going to say, we're about
right
to dive into
some
that.
More.
But folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. You can give us a call, share your tangents, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Tonight, the skull of your drum.